101.3 FM. Broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka.
Thank you.
takeover is here. The power is here. 91.3 FM. We play nothing but power hits.
The Takeover. Powered.
91.3 FM.
Feel the power. From Lusaka, our Copway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
CNGMP alleges shrinking space for free speech under UPND government. Lusaka City Council prioritizing pedestrian and cyclist safety. In international news, Bobby Wine tells the BBC from hiding he will not contest Uganda election results in court. And in sports, Copper Queens to take part in FIFA series matches in Brazil.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Tiangi Member of Parliament and aspiring presidential candidate Dr. Given Katuta has alleged that freedom of expression has significantly declined under the current UPND administration, particularly for citizens who do not belong to the ruling party. Dr. Katuta said many Zambians are living in fear of arrest or harassment when they criticize the government or its leaders, despite claims by the UPND that it has restored freedom of speech in the country. She argued that while ruling party members often boast about improved democratic space, ordinary citizens are unable to freely express their views without fear of repercussions. The Tiangi lawmaker further criticized the country's political parties, saying they no longer serve the interests of the people but instead prioritize their own survival and legacies. She added that political parties are more focused on building legacies for their organizations rather than delivering meaningful development to citizens. Dr. Katuta said her decision to pursue the presidency was driven by a desire to introduce a new political culture centered on people-driven leadership, although she acknowledged that her ambitions had been met with ridicule by some sectors of society.
They've done their part, but in most cases it's about their personal interests. I realize that all these political parties, then it's not about owned by the people and in self-interest love. They don't believe in that. What they believe in, they believe in first, you know, satisfying their political parties and themselves. It's about a legacy for their party, not to deliver.